Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The Senate votes today on a bill to keep the lights on in Washington right before they switch them off in their own offices and head home until after the November 6th election. That's right, November. Today's vote will keep the government funded for another 6 months, putting off debates on the farm bill, that fiscal cliff, and most recently, a jobs bill for veterans. Martin Cady is congressional editor for Politico. Marty, Congress just got back from its summer break a couple weeks ago, and now we know there's political gridlock because of the presidential election, but how unusual is this huge a recess, another month and a half?
You know, I've been through several election cycles now, and I can't remember them coming in after the August recess for such a brief period of time before going back out for another pre-election recess. I mean, they just had 5 weeks off for August, and they've only been in 4 or 5 days in September, and they'll be gone for the rest of September, all of October, and the first week of November. So this is remarkable. Remember 2008. We had a crisis on our hands, so Congress was actually in session for a good chunk of September and October trying to deal with the 2008 bank bailout.
Well, some would say it's not a crisis now, but still there is legislation that could have helped
right.
with some sort of recovery. Let's just take a quick look at this billion-dollar jobs bill for vets. It was supposed to put 20,000 veterans to work in national parks and mm-hmm. other public places. It was modeled after the Civilian Conservation Corps, after the Great Depression. Republicans blocked it in the Senate. Why?
Well, there's two reasons here. One is that they don't necessarily want to give Democrats, either in the Senate or President Obama himself, any credit for getting legislation done. He can go out and herald this bill that he got done. I'm a compromiser. I did something for veterans. They don't want the perception of accomplishment in a gridlocked Washington. Two, Republicans did say that this would have violated certain spending caps. Now, there are always ways around spending caps. They have a lot of trapdoors in the way they set up the spending structure in Congress.
Well, we would think they would find that way for veterans in particular, but we know that they think that that's a political ploy by Democrats to get veterans to vote
sure.
for them. So there's that gridlock there. Well, we mentioned the continuing resolution, this bill to keep government running. The House passed it last week.
Yes.
You note that Congressman and Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan came back to Washington to vote on that.
He did. He voted in favor of it. The irony of it is that the spending caps in the continuing resolution violate Paul Ryan's own budget levels. He came in several billion below, I believe 19 billion below the spending level that they will continue on this continuing resolution. So it's interesting that he came back to do that, but at the same time, he wanted to look like a responsible member of Congress. Remember, he is still a member of Congress representing a district in Wisconsin. He doesn't want to skip the vote that would prevent a government shutdown.
Well, look, I would think that Republicans in particular, again, turning down the veterans bill, but all congressmen who are leaving town, would be scrambling to sort of try to explain to constituents. We got some tweets this morning from John Boehner's office, holding a press conference saying that we are the ones who are showing leadership and the Democrats aren't. How are constituents going to respond to this? You have this fiscal cliff looming, automatic spending cuts, expiring tax breaks at the end of the year. You're reporting that, Politico's reporting that congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle are meeting. They're trying to figure out what to do after the election. Do you think, do people... We kind of care about this, but do you think people are too busy or too worried about the election? Do you think people care about this, that Congress is leaving?
I think, an institution that has an approval rating at around 10%, there's not much more they could do in the next couple weeks to improve it. There's also not much more they can do to make it worse. So what they have is an argument that it's the other guy's fault. They'll take that. If you're a House Republican, you'll say, we passed 30 jobs bills and left them on the door of the Senate, and the Senate didn't touch them. If you're a Senate Democrat, for example, they'll say, well, the Republicans are obstructing everything we do, and we can't even deal with the Republican House. They're too conservative. And if you're a Senate Republican, you'll say, we're holding the tide against the Obama administration, and the Democrats won't compromise with us. So they take this message to voters. They say, yeah, it's gridlock, but it's the other guy's fault. Something has to give, but that's their message that they're taking back to voters.
Martin Cady, congressional editor for Politico. Thanks so much.
Thank you.